Alpha Ramashwana joins us. He's EWN reporter, and he's been on the Higher Education Department ordering the deregistration of private colleges to reimburse students. I'm not quite certain where things are at. Are students going to be reimbursed? You were there. You were listening to the minister yesterday, Alpha.
Yes, of course. And, you know, that's what is surprising me, because the four higher education institutions or private colleges that have been deregistered are Damlin, City Varsity, ICESA City Campus, and Lyceum College. Now, these are all institutions that are owned by a private education provider, Educor, and it has about 10 institutions. And we know that Educor has been struggling with its finances, because we've heard reports that some of their staff members haven't been, you know, paid. Some staff members are not working because they are not being paid at work. So that gives, that implies that Educor is not sustaining itself financially. And you get to ask yourself that how are they going to manage to reimburse the students who've been affected by this deregistration? Now, the Higher Education Minister now has also ordered Educor to ensure that all of the affected students are transferred to other higher education institutions so that they can finish their studies. Now, they will be moved or transferred to either public or private institution, and Minister Blayton Zimande says his department will be ensuring that the transition is smoothless. But of course, the question is, how are, you know, students surviving? How are students affected by this? I've spoken to a number of students, and I'm still going to be speaking to students for the rest of the day, and they are saying that it's unfair that they've spent thousands and thousands of money, which they already don't have, you know, to further their studies, to look for, to work on their futures. And now they've just found out that they won't be able to get a degree from the institution that they're enrolled at. So, the students are still processing this matter, but the Higher Education Department is basically saying that these students need to be reimbursed. And the question is, will Educor be able to afford that?
Yeah, I've got a question in already. And the poor parents, because it's not the students that have the money, it's the parents that save up for the tuition that they want their kids to have. And often it's single parents as well. And obviously that investment in their aspirations for their kids, it's a grey area now. They are a little perturbed. And I guess a lot more will be revealed as time goes by.
Of course, a lot more will be revealed as time goes by. They were deregistered primarily because they were unable to, in the last 4 years, since 2020, they were unable to submit their audited annual financial statements for 4 years, you know, not meeting these requirements that they're supposed to meet. And you get to ask yourself that how many other private institutions are, you know, basically not complying with the standards set out by the Higher Education Department. And like you say, it's the students, the parents are also stressing now, because we do know that some of them have to go to the extent of taking out study loans. Some of them have to sacrifice a lot in order to make sure that their kids get education, and I'm sure it's a big blow for them that, you know, their student, their learners or their children won't be able to complete their studies at the institution that they have enrolled at. And it's really, really frustrating that the minister has expressed that Educor has been doing everything but providing quality education. He's saying that even though there was education being offered, it wasn't the best. There were too many complaints. There were too many issues at most of these colleges. And you get to wonder or ask yourself that what are the issues are they experiencing at private colleges? Maybe there needs to be requirements that they need to put in place to ensure quality education is also offered at private institutions.
Somebody's writing, this is unfair. They have been dodging the Department of Higher Education for 4 years. They have been dodging the Department of Higher Education for a long time. That was admitted to by the minister yesterday. But also, I think we in the media, we've been hearing the rumblings. I mean, students have been contacting us around some of these Educor institutions. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I've even read about Damlin College. I think it was in Daily Maverick. I think maybe the Department of Education should have responded a long time ago to these rumblings and saved the stress of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of students, if they did a little earlier.
Of course, and this was highlighted by Minister Blade Nzimande of Higher Education. He admitted that they've been receiving complaints about these institutions for many, many years now. And he mentioned that Bemlin goes back to the 90s, you know, and the amount of or the number of complaints they've received over the past years a lot, you know. And you get to ask yourself that why have they been overlooking these complaints for all these years, and only to come back now in 2024 to say enough is enough? I mean, we do have to give them props for actually finally taking. You know, harsh measures against these institutions. But of course, we do know, as journalists, we do know of many other institutions that are facing similar problems. I guess they have to, look at all these private institutions and see what are the problems faced there, and see if it's a common thing across all these institutions, and hopefully they'll manage to address that matter.
I think we need to ask ourselves the question, could the Department of Higher Education have responded to the rumblings a lot earlier? And I think that ultimately is where the buck stops, is it not?
Of course, and I'm really glad that Blade Nzimande, the minister, actually admitted to some of these issues, saying that they played their part in it. They are not innocent in all of this. He did say that they could have admitted to it much quicker.
But that's not good enough, is it? You don't have to answer that question. I'm just thinking aloud. But thank you, Alpha Ramashwana. I'd like you to sign off like you always do. I just love the way you sign off.
Ramashwana, Eyewitness News, Johannesburg.
I just love it. Love you, Alpha. Take care, my brother.